Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to author G.D. Grace's A Touch of Grace, Literary Magic, on Blog Talk Radio.
Sexy, sexy, breeze blowing all up and through me. Sexy, sexy, love, how sweet you groove me. You hit my ears and I perspire, holding that note and taking it higher, squatting down and through your legs. Sexy, sexy, quit making them beg. Rhythm me this and rhythm me that. Vocalist wailing with suavity scat. Meet that riff with swaying hips. Pause, then slam that downward dip. Sexy, sexy, got them frenzied, shuffling round and getting dizzy. Play it well and play it strong. Claim that sensual, sexy song. Take a moment to catch your breath. Expel from lungs with all that's left. Winding down and ramping up. Spilling over into another cup. Make it ring, make it sing and ding. Sexy, sexy, do that thing. Gotta move, well, move along. But sexy, sexy, play your damn song. I am your host, GD. Welcome to A Touch of Grace. Today's date is October 28, 2013. The time is 8:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Tonight's guest is a gifted creative in his own right. He's an entertainer, musician, and producer. I met him while networking on Facebook. He sent me an invitation one evening to be a part of his fabulous Unsung fan page family, a fan page that bridges fans to their most beloved soul performers. His latest and greatest addition encompasses musicians from the jazz world. That's my favorite. And I am so excited to have him on the show. Listeners, I'd like to welcome the man, Luther Aramis Lecrae, to the show. Luther, are you there?
I am here. I am here. How are you?
You know what? I'm very excited. I'm even more excited because I know that you've got a lot of support there with you, with your family and your friends being there, and I think that that is fantastic and it's very inspiring. So it's a lovely fall evening. Has the change of season been hitting your spirit right, Luther?
My spirit, well, I'm not going to lie, but most of the time my spirit is right, but you know what? I feel what everybody else feels, and I'm so sensitive to what's in our environment, and I'm socially conscious. So, you know, I feel what everybody else is feeling. But, you know, most of the time my spirit is intact, but I'm human.
All right. A spirit intact is where it's at. And I just want to thank the listeners, supporters of A Touch of Grace, and to call in and speak to the host. You can call telephone number 347-215-7169, and I'm speaking with the man behind the fan pages for the TV One series Unsung. And so the very first question that I want to ask you this evening, who is Luther Aramis Lecrae, the man?
Luther Aramis Lecrae is a guy who I'm just like everybody else. I'm real. I'm authentic. I think by now through Facebook, I guess I'm all that in the bag of chips. But I'm very, very real. I'm social conscious. I'm very conscious of what's going on, and I'm very intuitive. And I just love doing good things, and I love helping people, and that's why I am in my life right now. You know, and I know we're gonna go through a lot of things in 30 minutes regarding me, but right now in my life, I just want to help people, you know, and it doesn't have to be, it don't have to be money. It can be words of wisdom. It can be a cover. It could be a blanket. It could be a loaf of bread. It could be whatever, you know, so I'm just out of myself right now, and I'm into helping people.
Well, in answer to that question, I just believe with all of those things that you just said about yourself, that I think that you're one of God's very own beautiful spirits here. And it's just an honor that God saw fit for our path to cross in this life. So that's just fantastic. So now I did not know that you were a musician until I started gathering things for the show. So can you tell us a little bit about your musical adventures, where you've been, what you do, how you do it?
Well, believe it or not, first of all, you know, I can't fake the funk since we're talking about music, and I love George Clinton, but I'm a concierge doorman. You know, I have a very good job here, but AKA, I love music. You know, that's my other side. I love music, and I started this beautiful thing on Facebook, this networking. I fell in love with Unsung. I know we're going to talk about that, but I fell in love with Unsung, and I went over to my god sister's house. This was about 3 years or 4 years or 5 years prior, and I was looking at the series, and the first episode that I saw was the DeBarge episode, and Unsung was well on its way, and I saw it, and I liked it, and then 3 years or 4 years after, I looked on Facebook to see if there was anything geared toward it other than the TV1's official site, and I didn't see that, so I created my own page and went through the creative process of forming it, and it was just music videos of all the artists from the 80s, because I love that music. I come from that era, and I had all of the music from the 80s, and it's just turned out to be a beautiful thing. It's positive. People love the series. People love my form, and I have a beautiful Unsung family that's helping me, you know, and
you
they're responsible.
You do. How many moderators are sharing the responsibilities on the page?
We have four active moderators. And although, you know, they have their own lives, they have their own personal lives, but they really support what I'm doing. I can honestly say that they love me, and they love the form, and they love the content that's on the form. And that's very important, you know, when you're dealing with social networking media, you know, when you're dealing with Facebook. People will respond to you if you have something to say. So content is very important. So I have five moderators, and they're on hand to accept you if you want to join. You know, they'll accept you. They're on standby, waiting for you.
That's fantastic. Wasn't Bowlegged Lou a full force? Wasn't he kind of helping out a while there, if I'm not mistaken?
Bowlegged Lou, oh my God, Bowlegged Lou is my Facebook. He's my Facebook friend, and what happened was he found the page, and he contacted me, and we just bonded. You know, I'm meeting so many people, and so many doors have opened since the Unsung Fans of Unsung group page. So many doors have opened. So Bowlegged Lou is a moderator, you know, and although he can't moderate because he's on the road doing his thing, he's very, very active. He's very, very active in what we do, and he's very supportive of me when I you know, I lost, to your listeners, I lost both my parents a year apart, and he sent me a card, and he surprise called me, and that's my brother. Bowlegged Lou is my brother. He is my official brother. And
I think it's beautiful. When I think of Bowlegged Lou, I think of him in the house party movies where him and I think those were his brothers, or they're just like brothers. And he just is so buffed, you know, you wouldn't think that he that he was just as kind as he is. And in talking to you, I know that that he is a very nice guy. And I know that he has had his trials and tribulations in life, too. Of course, we will not get into that because that's not what it's all about. I also know that they're going to be doing a spot with Lisa this season on Unsung. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that'll be really interesting to see how – to hear her part of the story and see what she's gone through and what she's doing now. I think that's the best part about Unsung, because I got a chance to I fell in love with the Heat Wave story, and you know, just hearing, you know, Rod Temperton, I think that's how you pronounce his name, he wrote a lot of some of the songs off Michael Jackson's Thriller. And and then the lead singer, who I just loved his voice, how they described him as being such a kind man. And then there was the OJ's story and, you know, just all that they went through. But still the show went on, and they that's with all of the stories, you know. We look at these entertainers and we see them on stage, but, you know, a lot of us fail to realize that they have lives as well, too. So I think it's a great thing that you're doing. So, again, I'm thoroughly impressed with all the work that you've done. What part of moderating and taking care of the fan pages do you like the most?
I love reading the comments from the viewers of the show, the fans of the show, and the fans, they're fans of music. I call them music connoisseurs because they know what they're talking about, and they are responsible for the numbers. Right now we're at, 6,015. When I started, it was only like 250. It was 250 for the longest. The growth level is just so successful. I remember Deanna Williams, who does the commentary for Unsung. She's a pretty African-American lady with the pretty gray hair. That's what I call her. I love her hair because that was the first thing that I saw. But she was the first one that hit me on Facebook, and she loved what I did, and she said that it was very compelling. And compelling, the word compels means to draw. So I knew that it was something that was going to be special. I knew that it was something that was going to be special about that page. And then shortly after Deanna Williams hit me, Michael Ajakwe hit me. And he's one of the associate producers of the show, and he did Sly Stone's Unsung. He did Denise Williams' Unsung. And he did Ray Parker Jr.'s Unsung. And then he called me to come out to Ray Parker Jr.'s private Unsung screening. And that opened up some more doors for me.
You know, that's what I wanted to ask you about. I think just how things fall into place, social networking, social media, you know, a lot of people get on and they have, like, their drama. Or then you have the people that are sending out a lot of positive energy. You have people that are posting the fights and, you know, there's the political aspect of it. But social media is a very powerful force right now in the world, and it's just amazing and honorable to know that, and there are a few people I know, but most certainly you're taking the opportunity for something that was put in our hands to really make a difference. And some of the shows, I tell you, not only do they deal with the musical aspect of it, which I think is fantastic because it's music that the black community has always, from back in slavery, you know, singing the spirituals, you know, to try to get people to freedom.
Right.
Music is a very powerful avenue for people to unleash their emotions. And there's one singer that really, really is one of my favorites. Her name is Phyllis Simon. And I know that you're doing something like a part two with the Phyllis Simon. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, yes, I do. I'm just meeting all kind of people doing this form. I mean, the recording artists are reaching out to me at this point. And I've had Tony Terry has reached out to me. Mesa Leek has reached out to me. Switch has reached out to me. I'm good friends with Switch. I'm blessed to say that I'm good friends with Philip England, and I'm good friends with Gregory Williams, the founder of Switch. And there's some more that I probably have forgotten to mention. I hate that, but they're in my heart.
No,
but
that's okay.
Yeah, but with Phyllis Hyman, her good friend Stevens is going to be sitting in with us to conduct part two of Phyllis Hyman's interview. And Phyllis Hyman was a beautiful spirit all the way around. And a lot of us, we get so caught up. We've gotten caught up with Phyllis. Phyllis Hyman is still a class act today. She's still a heavy hitter right today. And we're doing stories, we're just doing things that My thing is, I want to engage the audience, and I know how to engage the audience, you know, and I believe I know where my following is, and like I said, her good friend, two of her good friends, Ty Stevens and Michael, no, Jason A. Michael, I'm sorry, the author of Strength of a Woman, he just did the first chat. And he was real good friends, and a lot of people found into Phyllis Hyman's chat because they still want to know about Phyllis Hyman, and a lot of her fans still miss her. They still miss her. They still miss her.
And they still love her. And you know, the uncanny thing about this is there were artists that were interviewed on the show who are no longer with us, such as Vesta, the great Vesta Williams, and then also the late
Vesta.
Tina Marie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I remember watching those unsung episodes, and you just never know. You know, that's why I love the fact that the fan pages are doing as well as they are. You know, to grow from 250 to 6,000 just tells you the power that you have behind you, and that there are people that really do want to share their stories. And mainstream tends to forget some of the great singers. You know, you have your Charlie Wilsons, who is doing fantastic out there right now. And
Charlie
I know that
Wilson.
He had lost his brother. Oh, yeah. And, you know, when he opens up his mouth to sing, it's like, okay, youngster, this is how it's done right here. You know, these entertainers didn't have the frills. They just had their talent. And I just think that it's great. So now the new season of Unsung begins on Wednesday. But before I get into that, I wanted to go back a little bit. You said you had the opportunity to go to the red carpet event for Ray Parker Jr., who I really love, too. How was that? Did you have fun?
I had fun. It really wasn't fun to me because my mother was sick. And she knew that I loved Unsung, and me and her watched Sylvester's Unsung together before she got sick. And before she really got sick, she told me to just go. I didn't feel comfortable leaving her side, but she told me to go because she knows that I love music. And music is a part of me. And my father, he sang. He had his own gospel choir, and he sang. And so the plane, and I went to L.A., and Michael, it was like me and Michael, we're now good friends and brothers. So, I took the plane to L.A., and when I went to the event, it was nice, and I saw Herbie Hancock, and the thrill of the event was me sitting next to Cheryl Lynn and meeting her.
Okay.
But what really did it was when I met Ray Parker Jr. after I saw his Unsung, and the revelation hit, and Ray Parker Jr. told me, after I told him what was going on with me and my mother, he said, you take care of your parents. And then when I looked at his Unsung, and saw that he left the business, not because he had to. He left the business to take care of his parents. That sat with me. And I came back home. And I didn't come straight home. I got on the train, and I went right to the hospital to sit with my mother and to take care of my mother, because me and my mother, we were very, very close. Very, very close. And so that whole experience with Ray Parker Jr. was just eye-opening. I'll never forget him. I'll never forget Michael Jacque. I'll never forget that night.
You know, I think that's incredible, and I think that it is definitely an example of all the great things that God has in store for you, Luther. You are most certainly needed, and 6,000 people on your fan page tells you that you're needed, and the underlying pulse in the whole Unsung series, you know, there's a lot that you could walk away from for whatever you're dealing with. You're dealing with substance abuse issues. You know, of course, we heard that when the DeBarge series took place and a couple of the others. You have mental illness, of course, which what Phyllis Hyman was dealing with. You have cancer, which is what Angela Winbush was dealing with. So there are a lot. What I love about the forum that Unsung is it's not just music, you know, but it also takes us inside and opens up conversations for black families to talk about these issues, because especially when you're dealing with mental illness, who would have known that someone as beautiful as Phyllis Hyman had the demons that she had, and it wound up taking her away. So hopefully people looking at Unsung will take something away that will empower them to get help, whatever it is, for what they
right.
have.
But one thing, I didn't mean to cut you off, but one thing I want to say to people
fine.
That do you, one thing I want to say to people that do use Facebook, I was introduced to Facebook through an associate. And at the time, I didn't think that I was going to be on Facebook. I didn't think I had anything to offer Facebook. And I certainly didn't think I had that kind of time to just sit up on the computer and just post, you know. But God has a place for all of his children. And I'm just really an informative person. That's just who I'm cut out to be. And that's just in my DNA to inform people of what's going on. So what I said was, the only way that I would be on this network is if I could provide a service, if I could be of some help to somebody, you know. And it turned out it's through music. It's through music because I love to sing. I'm a singer too. And I love to sing. Yeah. And plus music is helping me through my grief with my parents. You know, I have my family here, like I told you. They're here sitting.
Mm-hmm.
They're listening to the interview. But music is a gift from God. It belongs to God. And music is literally carrying me through. It's not getting me over because I'll miss my parents, you know, forever. I'll miss them. But it's carrying me through the process, you know, and I'm just interested. I love it because I'm getting music that I've never had before, that I've never played, like Ruth Brown and Bobby Blue Bland and Johnny Guitar Watson, and maybe some of these people may be on Unsung, Junior Walker and the All-Stars, all of these, Jackie Wilson, all these people that I've never had in my CD library. They are just doing it for me, and I hope that Unsung features a lot of these artists. And another thing, I hope I'm not talking too much, but another thing that I want to say
is... You're doing just fine, Luther. Go ahead on.
Okay. The artists, they're still working, you know, they're still singing, and although they may not be hooked up with a Motown or Columbia Records or whatever, they're doing it on their own, so they're considered to be independent artists versus a commercial artist, and we have to keep supporting our independent artists because these guys like Charlie Wilson, Charlie with Tony Terry, Chris Jasper, who's a good friend of mine, who's a part of the Isley Brothers, who wrote a lot of their material, a good friend of mine. He's still singing. He has a gospel CD out called Inspired. All these artists still performing. They are still singing. And I love doing my part and making sure that they're circulated. You know, Jeannie Tracy, she's another good friend of mine through Facebook. She told me that she's going to meet up with me real soon. She's going to be sitting in on Martha Wash's Unsung. That'll
be
featured
in December.
Oh, I
love Martha Wash.
Yeah.
You know, it's so funny. You know, listeners, you're listening to A Touch of Grace, and to call in and speak to the host, you can call 347-215-7169. We're talking about TV1's fabulous, groundbreaking series, Unsung. What I want to know, Luther, because I just love, you speak it fluently, you know, music and the artist who created it just runs through your veins. And I know that we're kindred souls because, you know, that's exactly how I feel. Music, it didn't get me over, but it helped me through, just like you said.
Oh, yeah.
So what I want to know, first of all, is how can the listeners of this show tonight – how can they help support the fan pages even more? Is there something that you need them to do?
This is what I need your listeners to do. I need the listeners to go on Facebook, and I know that you watch Unsung. I know that you watch it. If you want to be a part of the group page forum, the name of the forum is called Fans of TV1's Unsung, and it's on Facebook. Press join. It's a closed group, but that's okay. It's closed for a reason because I didn't want the spam and all that negativity to get through. But just press join, and one of the moderators, even if it's me, because I love responding to people and I love talking to people, and press join, and someone will accept you. Someone will confirm you. And that's another reason why the page is doing so well, because I'm real. I'm authentic. That page is very authentic. And I love being in contact with my people, if not every day, every other day, because it's important to know that you can speak to a person. You know, it's not a ghost. You know, it's not a fake person. It's a real person. You know, so I don't take for granted the following that I have, you know, and I don't have to know people to love them, because I'm real, and I know that we're all living real and human experiences. So I don't take my following for granted. I don't take my music loving people for granted. I don't do it.
You're encouraging, you're inspiring, and your parents, because I remember when you were going through the things with your parents, and I just know that you're an incredible human being. So as I look at the clock and I see that we're winding down and we're running out of time, I just want to go ahead and get this in. When you look back on your life at the end of this journey, Luther, will you say that you have had a full life?
Yes, I will, and it's still growing. It's still growing. I mean, you never get to a place where you know everything. You know, we're all still in training. We're all still learning. We're all still growing. You know, a lot of us, we're still making mistakes, but we're still coming out of them, you know, and it's just a process, you know, and it's all about life, and it's all about growth, you know, and it's a blessing when you can laugh at your past. When you can laugh at your past, that means that you're growing.
Yeah, that's it. You said it so eloquently. You speak eloquently, and it's sincere, and it's from the heart. And listeners, I want to thank you for tuning in to A Touch of Grace this evening and meeting a good person who is becoming a good friend of mine. His name is Luther Aramis McRae, and he has the fantastic and powerful Unsung pages. And I want you to support TV1's Unsung series, because it is groundbreaking. The new season begins on October 30th, and it's going to start off with our beloved Heavy D, Dwight Wayne Myers. He shared the same
Heavy
birthday
D.
as me, Luther. Yeah, most definitely. So is there any parting words that you want to say to listeners tonight? You've got about 2 minutes.
I just want to say that I wish everybody well, and God bless your listeners, and, you know, stay as positive as you can. I know it's a lot going on in the world today, you know, but keep negative forces out of your life, you know, and just stay as conscious and stay with God. You know, I don't know who you believe in, because so many people believe in so many different things, and I'm not trying to get nothing started, but, you know, I know we serve a good God, and just, you know, keep it positive, you know, and, you know, you'll be fine. You'll be fine.
Most definitely. And so on that note, I just wanted to say thank you to the fabulous Luther Aramis McRae for joining in. And I know that there's going to be some great things happening further on down the line in the season on A Touch of Grace. It's already groundbreaking. There's like 27,000 people that have actually viewed the platform for this show. And I'm just like, Luther, I'm just like,
27,000
you know,
people
yeah.
have viewed the
and I'm like, God, you know, what is it? What do you have me do? And just like he's working in your life, he's definitely working in mine. So on behalf of A Touch of Grace, I want to say thank you so much, Luther, and to your incredible family. And tell them I said I love them, and I hope to see them one day. But in the meantime, if there's anything you need from me, you just let me know, okay?
Thank you so much. I love you, and you know I support you, and you know you're free to network on the fans of TV One. You know your family already, so, you know, I love your show, and, you know, we're going to be networking, you know, but, you know, feel free to network. You know, it's a networking page. It's more than just a page that's dedicated to Unsung. It's the ultimate music page, you know, and I thank all the Black Press Radio, all the press and stuff. You know, I thank them, you know.
Okay.
And thank you.
Well, you have a beautiful evening.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.